three of us.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There was one time where in the middle class I looked out and I realized every single person had some shade of blue or purple on. Every single person, except for me, I had something totally different on. But it was so weird. It was kind of cool. Good morning, everyone. The beginning of a beautiful weekend. How nice. So let's begin by sitting on the mat, taking a moment to get grounded and centered. Grounded and centered in your body, in your heart, in your breath. We'll drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. Come back to center where we'll bring hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, stretch your arms wide open, and exhale, bring hands back to the heart. And expand and welcome this beautiful day, this lovely weekend. And one more time, reach all the way out. And exhale, hands come back to the heart. And then with an inhale, circle your arms up into the sky. And exhale, fold forward. Hands lay down on the mat, feet step back, and we'll find our first downward facing dog. Step up and down with your feet a little bit. Just enjoy beginning to move in your body, awakening to sensation. Walk hands back to your feet. Take a taste of a forward bend. Just a little bite. We're just beginning. Make it nice and gentle. And then hands walk forward again. And we make our return to downward facing dog. And let's lay knees onto the mat. Take hands underneath the shoulders. Cat and cow. As we inhale, we'll lift the head and the tail. And as we exhale, we'll draw the belly in, reaching our back toward the sky. So use your breath as your metronome, guiding your movement. Let's add a little more. As you come through your next cat pose, sink down into your heels. Next inhale, reach up to the sky, coming up onto your knees. And then exhale, hands back under your shoulders, and inhaling into cow pose. And do that a few more times, adding that little bit onto the end of your cat pose. Flowing through one more time. And then the next time you come down from reaching to the sky, extend your hands forward, hips back, find a nice, comfortable child's pose. And remind yourself that rest is always a choice, a good one. You can come back here to child's pose anytime you want. Now curl your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, back to downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward, lay your left knee to the mat, keep hands on the mat. And then with your right hand, reach straight ahead, and then up into the sky. round to the back, and down again to the mat. And then step the right foot back. And with an inhale, bring shoulders up over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower to the floor. With an inhale, roll the shoulders back, reaching the heart forward into cobra. Turn to the right, and then to the center, and to the left. Back again to the center, and back to child's pose. And from here, we'll curl toes into the floor again, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And step your left foot forward. The right foot touches the ground, left hand reaches straight ahead, up into the sky, round to the back, and down again to the mat, and we step back. Inhale, bring shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, and we curl into cobra, and turn and look over the right shoulder, and center, and the left, and back again to the center, and back to child's pose. And tuck your toes under your feet, lift your hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. With an inhale, rise all the way up. And as you exhale, bend your knees, swing the arms down, and then swing them back up. Feel yourself awakening, energizing. And one more swing. Bring hands into your heart. Step to the very front of your mat. And let's flow through the sun salutation. With an inhale, arms reach high. Exhale, sink the hips down, chair pose. And then inhale, let's reach up to the sky again. If you like a little curve back, you can take one right here. And exhale, all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhale, let your hands touch the mat. Reach your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle up. And exhale, hands come down. Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling arms up with your inhale. Exhale, hands back down to the mat. And the left foot steps up to meet the right. Inhale, up to the sky. And exhale, chair. Inhale, we'll reach up again. Take that little curve back if it feels nice. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands come to the mat. Step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms reach high. And exhale, hands come back down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we're going back to downward facing dog and left leg up and into the sky. Now step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands find the mat, the right foot steps to the front, and with an inhale, we rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach all the way up again, take your little back bend if you want to, and exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, let your hands come to the mat, walk your feet back, and step yourself into downward facing dog. And just take a moment to breathe and feel coming alive again. So we begin now our standing flows. Take your right leg, reach it to the sky. And then step the right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down. Let's step into warrior one. So no doubt you've heard of the idea of the chakras, these spinning wheels of energy within us. Not really scientifically proven, but perhaps there. In Warrior One, we really feel a grounded place. So this comes to the root chakra. And with each of these chakras, there can be a mantra. The root chakra mantra would be, I am rooted, I am safe. So as you find yourself in this Warrior One, feel rooted and safe here. I am rooted. I am safe. And bring a prayer to your heart and straighten the front leg. Stepping into another very grounded and rooted pose, let's step into pyramid pose. If you like a little hop in with the back foot first, feel free to do that. Take hands to the hips and take a moment to just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your legs engaged. I am rooted. I am safe. Tip the hips forward and gently enter pyramid pose. Feeling your way within your body. Where does it feel good for you? Allow you to stay grounded and yet open. I am rooted. I am safe. Come down to the mat. Step the left foot up to match the right foot. And then inhale, circle your arms around as you sink your hips down, chair pose. Lace your fingers together like a steeple, and as the steeple reaches up, the hips reach back. I am rooted. I am safe. Like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, we start with this basic need of being rooted and safe. Let's rise up. With an exhale, dive all the way down. Let your hands come to the mat and walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Let's take that flow to the other side, left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down. Find your warrior one. I am rooted. I am safe. Every breath, feeling grounded, present, rooted, and safe. Folding hands into the heart, straightening the front leg. Again, hop in if you like to for pyramid pose. Take your hands to your hips and give yourself a moment to feel your feet on the ground. Think of a pyramid and how grounded that structure is. Engage your legs, tip your hips forward. I am rooted. I am safe. Can you feel the rootedness and safety in your breath? A rooted breath, a safe breath. Take hands to the mat, step the right foot up to meet the left. Circle your arms around as you sink your hips down, chair pose. Make that steeple with your hands. As the steeple reaches up, the hips sink down. I am rooted. I am safe. Let's rise up from the chair. Take the exhale all the way down. And hands come to the mat where we'll walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Now take a really big step forward with the right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. And let's open to warrior two. In warrior two, take your hands to your hips. Feel a nice, even place with your hips here. Coming into the second chakra, the sacral chakra. So the sacrum, the tailbone. But really, you know, this whole basin of the pelvis. So this chakra is thought to hold our creativity. So stay here, but reach your arms out parallel to the floor again. And let's play with some variations of Warrior Two. Turn your hands to the sky, straighten the right leg, and reach arms to the sky. And then bend the right knee, arms parallel to the floor again, Warrior Two. And then a little reach forward, turn the right hand over, reverse warrior. Left hand dripping down the left leg. And then come back again to Warrior Two. Bend the right arm laid across the right thigh, or you can go to the floor if you're more open here, side ankle pose. And then back to Warrior Two. So now for the next few breaths, just play around with flowing between these poses in any order that you want to. Find your creativity. The mantra for this second chakra, I am creative. I'm just exploring breath by breath. And then let's all make our way to side angle pose and we'll meet there. From here, take your right arm, or sorry, your left arm in a circle, first reaching back toward the back of your mat, brushing against your back leg, pointing down to the floor. And then as you point straight to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg. And when the left hand finishes its circle, you'll find your way to triangle pose. And just let yourself open here. I am creative. And then bring hands down to the mat and step the right foot back. Before the vinyasa, let's step into side plank with the right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down, left arm to the sky, or keep your leg straight, left arm to the sky. Maybe take full range of motion circles with your left arm, round and round. Be creative. And then let your left hand find your heart and pull your heart up toward the sky. And then come back around, hands to the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And take your left leg to the sky. Another really great big opening with your left foot. Back foot lays flat down as we find Warrior Two. And looking at some variations, straighten the right leg, hands to the sky. Back to Warrior Two. Reach the left hand behind your head, reverse warrior. Back to Warrior Two. Bend the left arm across the left thigh, side angle pose. And back to Warrior Two. Now take a few breaths to move around between those however you like, in whatever order you like, in whatever way you like. Maybe you'll come up with some other variations. I am creative. Let's meet each other and we're in side angle pose. And the right arm takes a big circle, reaching to the back, brushing against your back leg, pointing to the floor. When your right hand points to the front of your mat, straighten the left leg. Finish the circle of the right arm in triangle pose. Nice and open. I am creative. And then hands come down to the mat. Step the left foot back. Step into side plank with the left hand on the mat. So either lay your left knee down or with straight legs, right arm to the sky. And maybe full range of motion circles with your right arm. And then let your right hand find your heart and pull your heart toward the sky. And then down and around, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up into the sky. And step or help your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. So always finding the variation that seems to work best for you. So moving up the chakras, come now to the solar plexus. Take your hands, cross them just above your navel. Solar plexus. The mantra for this chakra is, I am strong. Reach your arms again to the sky. And then into a diagonal line. Feel your strength. I am strong. Slip the right hand behind your back. Set the left hand to the floor beside your right foot. And let's begin a twist to the right. You can reach your right hand up to the sky or keep it at your back, whatever feels good for you. In addition to the twist in the back and spine here, feel what's happening there at your solar plexus. A nice twist in that part of the body as well, toning the digestive system. Finding that place of strength. I am strong. And then unwinding the twist, hands come to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And take your left leg into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Again, take hands right to that solar plexus area. I am strong. Arms reach back to the sky and then into the diagonal line. Find your strength. Really reach through your body. Left hand behind the back, right hand beside the left foot. Take your twist to the left. Chin reaches toward the left shoulder. Left arm can go straight into the sky or at your back. Whatever feels like the twist that your body craves. And then come down and around and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. With an exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forward. This time walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Take hands to the thighs, lift up to stand. And then turn your toes to the corners of your mat. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, bring hands to the heart. Sink down by bending your knees and lay your hands one over the top of the other right here on your heart. So we move into the heart center, the heart chakra. The mantra for this chakra, I am loved. Feel love within you. Feel love surround you. I am loved. Now straighten the legs, turn your toes around to the long side of your mat. Sweep your hands behind your back, link the fingers together. As you push the hands back, let your heart center rise up and open. I am loved. And then come up and over into a forward bend. Let your hands drop down to the mat. Walk your hands around to the front. As you do, pivot your feet so they point forward. And then step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And now left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Hands come to the thighs, lift up to stand. Inhale, arms circle overhead, toes point to the corners of your mat. Exhale, bring hands into your heart, crossing one over the other as you bend your knees and sink down. I am loved. Now straighten the legs. Toes to the long side of your mat. Sweep hands behind your back. Link the fingers together. Roll your shoulders back. Let your heart rise up. I am loved. And turn this into a forward bend by folding forward at the hips. And let your hands fall down to the ground. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Turn your feet and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And one more flow. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, bring hands to your heart. And let hands drop down to your sides. And if it feels okay with your neck, let your head drop down, rolling slowly in circles around. We move into the neck chakra. As you make a circle, go then in the other direction. The neck chakra, round and round, changing directions. It's the center of communication. So the mantra for this is, I am expressive. Take one last circle, and then step your feet hip distance apart. Make fists at your low back. Let's rise up into a back bend. Push your feet into the ground. Roll your shoulders back. And there's that I am loved heart, but as you lean your head back, the neck opens. I am expressive. And carefully. The back bend rises. We'll take hands to the hips and pour it into a nice, gentle forward bend. Let yourself hang down for a moment. And you can step your feet a little closer together. Inhale, rise all the way up. As you exhale, bring hands to your third eye, right at the center of your forehead. So we move up again into the third eye chakra. The mantra here, I am connected. Here we connect to our inner wisdom, our intuition. I am connected. Now reach arms to the sky. Feel, beginning down deep, I am rooted and safe. I am creative. I am strong. I am loved. I'm expressive. I am connected. And as we move to the final chakra, the crown chakra, look up, reach up. I am divine. I am divine. And the hands come down to the mat now. Walk or jump your feet back. We'll take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Bring your knees to the mat. Lay your hips into your heels. Let's rest now in child's pose. Lay yourself down, imagining spinning wheels of energy rising up your body. I am safe. I am rooted. I'm creative, I'm strong, I'm loved, I am expressive, I am connected, and I am divine. Now look to the front of your mat. Press your hands firmly down. Curl toes into the floor. Lift hips to the sky. Step into downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. And we'll take an inhale, rising all the way up. And exhale, bring hands to your heart. Let's step into some balance now. Step onto your right foot first. Let's begin this balance with tree pose. So the right foot creates a deep root system. The left foot comes to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. And find your heart. Feel free to branch out. Anytime you need to step down and rebuild your tree, you're welcome to. And then hands fall gently to your sides. And as you scoop your arms forward, straighten your left leg. Reach to the sky, push into your roots, grow a little taller. Hands come to the heart, bend the left knee. Take your right hand on the left knee, left hand round behind your back. Stand straight and tall. Let's add a twist to this balance. Slowly begin to twist to the left. Let your chin follow around towards your left shoulder. Unwind the twist. Step onto two feet. Take a moment to move yourself around a little. And let's plant the left foot for tree pose. Nice deep roots. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Be careful not to press on your knee. It's not good to push your knee outward. There are many right ways, any variation. You are creative. Hands fall to the sides and we scoop the right leg forward as fingers reach up. Bend the right knee, hands come to the heart, and then the left hand takes the knee, right hand round behind the back. Stand tall, twist to the right. Chin following around toward the right shoulder. And come back around to the center and onto two feet again. Nice moment for some movement. Big inhale, reaching up into the sky. Exhale, flow all the way down. Hands touch the mat, the feet walk back. And now we'll lay our knees down, hips sliding into the heels. Child's pose. Adding a side bend, let's walk hands way off to the right. Back to the center and around to the left. And then hands come back to center. And again, we'll curl our toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, lay your left knee to the mat. And then gently shift your hips backwards and straighten into your right leg. Slowly walking the hands back, closing your eyes. Gauging the stretch from the inside, from your intuition, your body wisdom. You are connected. Find where this feels good for you. It feels like it was custom made for your own body. And then then come slowly back up onto the right foot. Pick your right hand up, bring it inside of your right foot, heel toe your right foot out to the very edge of your mat. And you may stay right here. You might scoot the left knee back a little. You could come under the forearms. You can slip your right hand around behind and outside of your ankle, whatever feels like a good place for you in this pose. Whatever gives you a nice opening but doesn't hurt. Yoga should feel healing, not hurting. Nice, easy, slow breath. Come back onto your hands. At this point, we'll move into pigeon pose. So if you prefer to take the pigeon pose on your back, right now you can roll over on your back, crossing your right ankle over your left thigh. Or if you're taking the prone variation of pigeon pose, heel toe your right foot all the way across your mat to the left. And then explore to find your pigeon pose. Looking for an opening in the right hip. So adjust it, explore it, find it for your body. And then close your eyes and breathe. We'll give it a little time and a little breath to get nice and deep into the right hip. Imagine your hip like an onion. There's layer upon layer upon layer of stress and tension built up. Excuse me. Every breath, peel back another layer. Allow a little more letting go. If you're in this variation, take hands on the mat again. If you're on your back, let's meet together in downward facing dog. If you're here, curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, and then send your right leg to the sky behind you. Roll the hip open, point your right knee to the ceiling, draw circles with your right knee. And then let's step the right leg forward as if we were returning to pigeon pose. So bend your knee and let the foot drop in behind your left hand, knee behind your right. And then hop your left knee right inside of your right knee. Sit back between your feet. Lay your right hand on the floor behind your hip, left arm to the sky. Take a nice big inhale. And as we exhale, we'll take a twist. Wrap your left arm across your right thigh. And rise up as you twist around to the right. Again, the chin following around to the right shoulder. Let it rise up like an upward spiral from earth to sky. And then as the twist unwinds, let it go around a little way to the other side. And then we'll swing the right foot back, hands to the mat. Step the left foot back and step your feet up and down. Maybe you'll notice a different feeling in the right hip versus the left. Let's step the left foot forward. Lay the right knee down. Shift the hips back. Let's take that hamstring stretch into the left leg. From the inside out. With a nice, slow, easy breath. Feeling your way into the place where it's just made for you. Slowly coming forward, pick your left hand up, bring it inside of your left foot, heel toe your left foot out to the very edge. Any variation here, just as you are, scooting the right knee back, taking elbows onto the ground, wrapping the left hand around the outside of the right ankle. Wherever this gives you the opening you crave, close your eyes and breathe. Come back onto your hands. And again, as we move into pigeon pose, at this time you can roll onto your back, crossing left ankle over right thigh, or heel toe your left foot all the way across your mat to the right, and find your way into pigeon. I'm feeling the opening in the left hip now. Find a comfortable place, close your eyes, give it a little time, a little breath. Let every breath be a letting go. The more you can relax, the more you can release. So come to your breath and let your breath help you relax a little more into this pose. Release a little more. If you're here, take hands to the mat. If you're on your back, let's meet again in downward facing dog. If you're here, curl the right toes under, right knee comes up, left leg to the sky. Point your knee to the ceiling, draw circles round and round. And then step the left foot forward like a return to pigeon. As you bend the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And then hop your right knee inside of your left knee. Sit down between your feet. Left hand behind the back, right arm reaches to the sky. With your next exhale, cross your right arm over your left thigh, take your twist to the left. Rising up like a spiraling staircase up your back and spine. And then as it unwinds, it goes a little way around to the other side. And then we'll swing the left foot back as we take hands to the mat. Right foot steps back. And step your feet up and down a few times. Lay knees to the mat now. Crisscross the ankles. Come over tops of your feet to sit. Take the soles of the feet together. And bring them in as close as you're comfortable. Your knees might be way up high. They might be more down low. It's all good. Hold your ankles. Sit up straight and tall. Close your eyes. Yoga is not one size fits all. So come into the pose and see where you need to take it in a little or let it out a little until it's tailored just right for you. Now opening the eyes, take two fingers and thumb of each hand. Take them onto your big toes, but don't pull, just anchor. Sit back a little so your feet come off the ground. And you can stay here or you can play with opening the legs. Sitting up straight and tall, finding a lifting through the heart, an opening in the neck. And then bring the feet back in. And bring the knees toward each other. Stretch your legs out straight. Let's take a forward bend. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhale, tip yourself forward and pour yourself over your legs. Close your eyes and remember, the more you relax, the more you release. And slowly walk your hands up your legs. At this time, bend your knees. Roll yourself all the way down onto the floor. So come down, lay on your back. Draw your knees in, get comfortable on your back. And then take your legs straight up into the sky. Take a prayer to your heart. And then bring that prayer up towards your toes, coming up and down, pulsing the prayer, engaging your abdominal strength. Remember to keep breathing. Now reach your prayer over to the left side of your legs. And keep coming up and down. And back to the center again, lifting up and down. Breathing in and out. Now let's go over to the right side of the legs. And then a last few to the center. And keep moving, keep breathing, keep strengthening. And then wrap your hands around your knees, lay your head to the floor, let your head rock side to side. It's likely a little tension crept into your neck during that, so let's ease it out. And then let your whole body rock side to side. And then step into your choice of inversion today. If you're feeling comfortable with a shoulder stand, lift your hips and legs carefully up above you, holding your hands at your hips to keep you safe. If you're feeling like a bridge pose, push your feet down into the ground, lifting hips to the sky. Come to the place that's comfortable. If you have any other inversion practice, you're welcome to do that. Whirling circles of energy within you. The root chakra. The sacral chakra. The solar plexus chakra. The heart chakra. Throat chakra. The third eye chakra. The crown chakra. Begin to slowly ease your way back down onto the mat. And once you find your way all the way home again, give your knees a hug, rock your body side to side. And after closing off the neck and throat in those poses, let's open them again with fish pose. Feet on the mat, push down into the ground as you lift your hips off the floor. Hands come underneath you. Lay your hips right on your hands. Straighten the legs out, sit on your fingertips. Tuck elbows under your back so you're propped up on your forearms. And lay your head back. Let the throat chakra open. Roll your shoulders back. Let the heart chakra open. All the whirling chakras. Nice and open. And carefully lift your head back up and let the fish pose dissolve down onto the mat once again. Free your hands from underneath you, reach them behind your head to the floor. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, take a big stretch. And let's begin our last twist, reaching down, take your right leg. Hug it in close to your body and then guide it across your body to the left while you turn and look to the right. Soften your hips. Smooth out your forehead, loosen your jaw. Allow yourself to receive the twist more than do it. And the left hand falls away to the floor, the twist unrolls. As it lays you back on the mat, give yourself a moment to straighten out a little bit. And then take a full body stretch again, reaching through the arms and legs. Lacing the fingers together, turning them around. And this time we'll take hold of the left leg. Give it a hug into your body, cross it over you to the right. Turn and look to the left. The twist wraps around us with healing. In the right hand, let the twist unravel and set you down onto the mat again. Straighten your body out and lay yourself down for our final relaxation. If you'd like to cover yourself up or anything you need to do to make yourself fully comfortable, go ahead and do that. And then surrender the weight of your body to the safe support of the floor. Excuse me. Close your eyes now and breathe. I am rooted and safe. I am creative. I am strong. I am loved. I am expressive. I am connected. I am divine. See yourself with clarity. Take a very deep breath in. And a long, slow exhalation to release the breath. And take a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. And roll yourself gently over onto your right side when you're ready. Linger there, basking in the afterglow of your practice a little. Finally, meet me back on the mat, sitting right where we began. Offer your gratitude for your practice today, any gifts you may have received, and anything you might take away from your practice and into your life. And once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll side to side. Coming back to center, with an inhale, circle your arms up into the sky. Hands meet prayerfully above us and come first to our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. To the lips for clarity in our words. And to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day, have a great weekend.